Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss attempts to create a Volksgemeinschaft in Nazi Germany between 1933 and 1939, and we will specifically look at Nazi racial doctrine during this period. Hitler aimed to build his new Germany based on the concept of Volksgemeinschaft, or national community. This meant building a people's community that was based on a pure German society of national comrades, by which Aryan Germans were meant, and specifically excluding outsiders such as Jews or Gypsies or homosexuals. The Nazis aimed to achieve Volksgemeinschaft through two strategies. Firstly, policies that would unite all Aryan Germans into one people's community, and secondly, policies that would remove outsiders from German society, helping unify the pure German race. The Nazis believed in a pure Aryan race. The Aryan race generally referred to people of European origin, including white skin and certain religious beliefs. Hitler and the Nazis believed that the Aryans made up a master race, and he wanted to unite those peoples across Europe. Uniting all Aryans meant policies targeting various German groups, including women, children, workers, and business owners. Propaganda also aimed to unite all Germans behind Nazi ideals. Policies aimed at removing outsiders from German society were brutal. They began with actions which at first isolated groups, such as Jews, from the rest of society. This then moved on to attacking or forcibly removing them, and ultimately resulted in deaths, including in the Holocaust. The Nazis enjoyed some success in their attempts to create Volksgemeinschaft. Their control of propaganda and organisations such as the Hitler Youth helped win many Germans to their cause. In many cases, however, they were building on beliefs and fears that many Germans already had. It's also argued, though, that ultimately the Nazis failed to create a people's community of united Germans. This was because of the difficulty in overcoming and removing traditional divisions, such as based on social class or religion. In addition, some of the support that the Nazis received was not in fact genuine and was instead based on fear because of the Nazis' use of the police, Gestapo and SS.